Yes.
Hey, how many other teams have gone there that use the same streaming service? The stream guys.
I don't know. I mean, we've had Round Rock come through here, Albuquerque, El Paso.
Here's the thing, though. They may stream it out through their radio station.
That's what I'm kind
of thinking. We're one of the not few teams that is actually not on the radio, so our whole broadcast is streaming out of this port only.
Okay. Well, I have a pretty big concern, me disabling that rule. I'll do it for now. Chris, can you just shoot me a text when the game's over and the broadcast is done?
Yes, I will.
And re-enable that rule, and then I'm going to put in a change order.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
do a change order.
Well, time out. We're here all week. I got a game each day this week.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm going to open it up for now. I'm going to close it after today, tonight. And then I'm going to get with our upper management and figure out another solution, maybe.
Okay.
If we have to open it up, that's fine. But maybe I'll need to. Yeah, I'll
open it up for now,
and then, Carson's
just
sitting
here
tonight, and I'll
re-enable the rule. Okay, sounds good. I appreciate everyone's help.
Really, really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, bye. Sweet.
45 minutes later. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it.
Just in time.
I know. I'm only here in 10 minutes.
The countdown says like 2 minutes.
Yeah, whatever. We fib. Okay, thank you. All right.
Welcome back to the pregame show. I'm up here in the stands with a local Sugarland legend, Big Mike Garcia. Mike, you spent a lot of time here. You're in Sugarland. Can you talk to me about what you did for this baseball team?
How's everybody doing out there?
I know. We're so happy to have Big Mike back. Big Mike, so you're not here in Sugarland anymore. Can you tell me where are you working now?
I am with the San Antonio Mission, affiliated with the San Diego Padres.
And what are you doing for the mission? Was it similar to what you did here in Sugarland?
I am back at that point. Slash, come on.
But when I know when you were here in a Sugar Land, you were quite the big deal. Even if you got something special that not a lot of ball players get. Can you tell me about what you got when you were here in Sugar Land?
Came down with a bobblehead.
I love it. Looks just like a bobblehead right there. Mike, I know you've got a big first pitch coming up. Have you warmed up? Have you practiced? Are you ready to go?
Warmed up.
Well, fans, you gotta stay tuned because Big Mike is gonna take the mound soon, and O'Brien is about to make his entrance. Mike, thanks for sitting down with me. Stay tuned, fans.
Check. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas, a suburb of Houston, where the Tacoma Rainiers are taking on the Houston Astros AAA club, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, in the opening game of a six-game series here tonight. Well, the Rainiers have been streaky lately. Recently won four in a row and seven out of eight, and that included the first three games of the six-game series that was just played at home against Sacramento. But then suddenly things changed, and the Rainiers lost the last three games of that series, so ended up splitting the six-gamer with Sacramento, and the Rainiers bring a three-game losing streak into this one here tonight. On the year, the Rainiers are 26-39. And Tacoma has had some good starting pitching of late, and one of the guys who has been particularly hot in the rotation is right-hander Darren McCacken, and he is on the mound today. He's won his last four starts, including a no-hit bid his last time out on Wednesday at Cheney Stadium. Had a no-hitter broken up with one out in the eighth inning. He's 5-4 on the year with a 5.54 ERA. McCacken makes his team-leading 13th start here today. He'll be opposed by Sugar Land right-hander Sean Dubin. Dubin has made six starts and six relief appearances for Sugar Land this year. He's 1-4 with a 6.97 ERA. Huge strikeout total for Dubin. 31 innings pitched, 48 strikeouts on the year. So Dubin on the hill for Sugar Land and Darren McCacken for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one here in the heat and the humidity in Sugar Land, Texas. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys here tonight at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas. Well, we've got some changes to the Rainiers roster. No surprises there, but the Mariners were forced to make a move yesterday because Major League Baseball's rule that you can have no more than 13 pitchers on your active 26-man roster in the big leagues was enforced. As of yesterday, the Mariners were carrying 14 pitchers, so they had to cut back and eliminate one pitcher and add a position player. What they actually did was eliminate two pitchers. They designated for assignment the veteran Sergio Romo and the former Rainier Rowenis Elias, both designated for assignment. And the Mariners called up from Tacoma Kevin Padlo, the infielder, and also activated from the injured list the right-hand reliever Ken Giles, who had been rehabbing with Tacoma and, frankly, not pitching all that well, had trouble getting outs and had difficulty with his control. I thought he was going to be here for a while, but the Mariners activated him yesterday. So Giles and Padlo now on the Mariners' active roster. Romo and Elias designated for assignment. There's a chance Elias could end up back with the Red Ears if he clears waivers. We'll have to wait and see. Well, the Red Ears playing their first game of the year here in Sugar Land, Texas, and the umpires meeting with the managers at home plate right now. Let's get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 26-39. Tim Fedorovich, the manager of the Mariners AAA club. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field is Jared Kelnick. Batting second baseman Sam Haggerty. Hitting third, the right fielder Marcus Wilson. In the cleanup spot is designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth, the left fielder Eric Mejia. Hitting sixth and playing first base is Zach Green. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Drew Ellis. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Andrew Knapp. And batting ninth, shortstop, Mason McCoy. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken's 5-4 with a 5.54 ERA. The Sugarland Space Cowboys are the Houston Astros AAA affiliate. Their manager is Mickey Storey, who's been in this league for a few years with Astros affiliates. He's going to lead off with the rehabbing Major League outfielder Jake Myers. Myers is in center field. Batting second for Sugarland, designated hitter Corey Jolks. Hitting third, the second baseman Emmanuel Valdez. In the cleanup spot from Kent, Washington, it's Taylor Jones. Jones playing first base. Hitting fifth and playing left field is Lewis Brinson. Batting sixth, the third baseman David Hensley. Hitting seventh and playing right field is Pedro Leon. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Corey Lee. And hitting ninth, the shortstop Alex DeGody. On the mound, right-hander Sean Dubin. Dubin's 1-4 with a 6.97 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is PCL veteran David Arrieta. At first base is Derek Thomas, and over at third, it's Matt Brown. Tacoma and Sugarland in the first of a six-game series. These two teams played six in Tacoma early in the season. It did not go well for the Rainiers. They lost 5 out of 6. But Sugarland is 10 games under 500 coming into today's game. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. Coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
En VECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? Woo-hoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one here in hot and humid Sugar Land, Texas. This is one of the real pitcher's parks in minor league baseball, not just the Pacific Coast League, where it is by far the most pitching-friendly park in this league, but it is one of the best pitcher's parks in the land. You've got pretty standard dimensions here, but the wind frequently blows in from right field, as it is right now. We're at sea level, and there's just this general dampness in the air from the humidity from the Gulf of Mexico, which is nearby. So it is just a place where fly balls don't really go anywhere. And if someone hits a home run here, it is legit. Like, there are no cheapies in this ballpark unless you happen to catch a day with the wind blowing out, which is not happening today. All right, Jared Kelnick stands in the batter's box to get things started. Sean Dubin is on the hill, and here we go. The first pitch of the game is on its way, and Kelnick takes inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Kelnick hitting .282 in 25 games for the Red Ears, .886 OPS. Left-hand hitter against the righty Dubin, and Dubin's pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike, and the count is even, 1-1, 96 on the gun. Mentioned in the pregame show, this guy Dubin racks up the strikeouts, 48 of them in 31 innings this year. However, his ERA is 6.97. Here's a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 1-2. He pitched 2 scoreless innings against Tacoma at Cheney Stadium on April 21st. That's it, so the Red Ears have seen him before, but it was very brief and quite a while ago. 1-2 to Kelnick, and the pitch is a called strike 3, and Kelnick goes down looking at a 92-mile-per-hour cutter, and one man is gone in the top of the first inning. So Sam Haggerty will now bat, switch hitter. Haggerty bats left-handed. Haggerty hitting .302 in 33 games with 6 homers. And the pitch from Dubin is on its way. And this is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Right here is wearing the red jerseys tonight with the gray pants. Next pitch coming. And this one is inside for a ball. And the count now goes to 2 balls and no strikes on Haggerty. the Space Cowboys wearing their new home whites. They're all new this year. They rebranded from Skeeters to Space Cowboys during the offseason. Now the pitch is up high for a ball at 97 on the gun. 3-0 the count to Haggerty. Now the 3-0 is ready. And the pitch is high ball four, and Haggerty draws a four-pitch walk, and he's going to head down to first base. And the Red Ears have a man on here at the top of the first inning. Haggerty heads down to first base, and we'll see if he gets the Red Ears speed game into gear. Well, that brings Marcus Wilson to the plate, and Marcus has been a hot hitter recently. And Tim Fedorovich, after seeing this extended hot streak from Wilson, finally just went and said, all right, go ahead and hit third. So Wilson's hitting third in the lineup for his first time this year. He's hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games with five homers during that time, and Dubin throws him a breaking ball up and in. There's ball one. Why not? He's been the team's hottest hitter lately. Put him in the three hole. So 1-0 the count. Dubin's missed with his last five pitches. Haggerty leads from first. And the pitch to Wilson is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Haggerty may not run until Dubin throws a strike. There's no reason to risk getting thrown out if Dubin's not throwing strikes. He might as well just take walks until he proves otherwise. Dubin coming into play today had walked 21 batters in 31 innings and also allowed 33 hits. Here's a pickoff move to first, and diving back in safely is Haggerty. He's being held on by Taylor Jones out of Kentwood High School. Playing for the Houston Astros AAA club. Jones is technically on a rehab assignment. He missed the first 2 months with an injury. Now the 2-0 pitch to Wilson is swung on and popped up foul. First base side. Jones jogged over for a look, but no chance. It's back in the seats. 2-1. Sugarland shifts Marcus Wilson. Three infielders on the left side, including second baseman and Manuel Valdez, shortstop Alex DeGody, and third baseman David Hensley. Outfield is Brinson in left, Myers in center, and Leon in right. 2-1 pitch, no, a move to first, and Haggerty dives back in safely. Haggerty's 13 out of 14 stealing bases in a Rainier's uniform this year, also 1-for-1 in the big leagues. Now the 2-1 pitch from Dubin to Wilson is high, ball three. There have been two pickoff throws during this at-bat with Marcus Wilson, so with a new rule this year in the minors, Dubin can't step off the rubber again unless they get the base runner out. Otherwise, it's a balk. Now the 3-1 pitch is up and in, ball four, and Wilson draws the walk, and Dubin has missed the strike zone with eight of his last nine pitches. So back-to-back walks here. Dubin just painted and struck out Kelnick looking to start the game, and then now he's lost the zone, and the Red Ears get back-to-back walks with Brian O'Keefe coming to the plate. Catcher Corey Lee goes to the mound and talks to Dubin for a while. And we just saw some evidence that Dubin's height on the roster has been boosted because Corey Lee is 6'2" on the roster, and Dubin is listed at 6'1" on the roster. Corey Lee's a lot more than 1 inch taller than him. You can just see them standing next to one another. Here's the pitch to the Rainier's cleanup man, O'Keefe, and it's taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe DHing today, batting 321 with five homers in 30 games. And now here's the 1-0 pitch on its way. And it is a called strike, 1-1. So Dubin gets one over at 97 on the gun. They do not shift O'Keefe. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way, and it's swung on and hit in the air to shallow left center. Coming in is Myers, still coming in. Back is the shortstop. Myers calls him off, and the center fielder makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So O'Keefe flies out to center. Two down, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. This is the first of six games between the Red Ears and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, and they're all going to be night games this time of year down here because of the heat. 99 degrees game time temperature. Now the pitch to Mejia is in for a strike. 0-1 the count. Should cool off a little bit, though, over the course of the night. Half the field is in the shade right now. Home plate, the mound, first base, right field. The rest of the guys are still in direct sunlight. Now the 0-1 pitch is a check swing by Mejia. He went around. That's strike two. No balls, two strikes to Mejia, hitting 249 with eight homers, 766 OPS. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is waved at and missed. That is strike three. And that does it for Mejia and the Red Ears in the top of the first inning. Well, Dubin gets out of the jam despite the two walks. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Tacoma nothing, Sugar Land coming to the plate.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first, and now they take the field here at the bottom of the first inning at Constellation Field. Constellation Energy, the sponsor of the ballpark here in Sugar Land. Darren McCacken on the mound. And McCacken, the reigning Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week, having a no-hit bid broken up with one out in the eighth inning, will get you the Pitcher of the Week award typically. It certainly did for McCacken. That was his outing last week against Sacramento. Had a career-high 11 strikeouts in that game as well. Jake Myers stands in. And the pitch to Myers is in there for a strike, 0-1. Myers in the 13th game of his rehab assignment, hitting 205 with one homer for Sugar Land. He was a big factor in the Astros system last year. As now McCacken's pitch is over for a strike with a slider, and the count promptly goes to 0-2. McCacken making his 13th start. He's pitched 66 and two-thirds innings this year, allowing 66 hits. Has struck out 66, which is seventh in the league. Make it 67 as he fans Myers with a slider away. And McCacken has his first strikeout of the game. One away at the bottom of the first, and now the power-hitting Corey Jolks will be the batter. McCacken 5-4 with a 5.54 ERA. He was 1-4. He's won each of his last four starts. And the first three of those were all solid, but not like great outings, just good, good, good enough to get the win. In fact, in each of them, as there's a pitch inside for a ball, in each of them he went five innings and allowed two runs. But then his last time out, that was something. The no-hit bid against the Rivercats. As the next pitch is in there for a strike. He was perfect until there were two outs in the sixth when he finally walked someone on a full count pitch. Here's his 1-1 on its way to Jolks. And it is up and in for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Next pitch coming. And it is outside for a ball. McCacken's behind in the count, 3-1 to Jolks, who is the Space Cowboys' top home run threat with 15 this year. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Jolks hitting 267 with the 15 homers. Payoff pitch, swung on, popped up foul, and out of play. McCacken's working with Andrew Knapp behind the dish. Rainiers have Zach Green at first. Haggerty at second, McCoy is playing short, and Drew Ellis is at third. They shift Jolks with three infielders on the left side. McCacken now with a 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and grounded to the right side. He beat the shift, went the other way, and Jolks is aboard with a one-out single in the bottom of the first inning. Doesn't that always happen when a pitcher pitches a no-hitter or flirts with a no-hitter deep into the game that in his next start he gives up a hit pretty much right away? Seems like it always happens. So a one-out single for Corey Jolks. And now Emmanuel Valdez will bat. And he has been one of the stars of the Astros farm system this year, just having a tremendous campaign. Left-hand hitter, recently promoted to AAA. And McCacken's pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. He wasn't on any prospect list, but he went out to AA Corpus Christi and hit 357 with 11 homers and 45 runs batted in 44 games. Got himself promoted to AAA, and he's been raking here for Sugarland in his brief time. Runner goes, pitch is a strike, throw to second is high, and diving in under the tag is Jolks. He has a stolen base, his sixth of the year. And that takes the double play out of effect and puts a runner in scoring position for Sugarland. In 10 games since joining the Cowboys, Valdez is hitting .357 with six homers. He homered twice in his AAA debut on June 7th in Oklahoma City. 1-1 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. So 1-2 the count. McCacken would like a strikeout here now that the double play is no longer a possibility. He checks the runner at second. Now his 1-2 pitch to Valdez is swung on and fouled away. Throw him a fastball there at 90 on the gun, and Valdez fought it off. And Manuel Valdez, he's 23 years old. He's from the Dominican Republic. Not a big guy, considering all the power. He's hit 17 homers this year. But he's only 5'9". 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is just inside for a ball. And Valdez was fooled by that pitch. He was spinning out of the way of a pitch that was almost called a strike. 2-2 the count. Now the next pitch from McCacken is swung on and hit in the air to right. Back a couple of steps is Wilson, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second base and advancing to third is Jolks. There are now two outs in the inning, however, as Valdez flies out to right. Runner moves up. Runner at third with two outs. And here's Taylor Jones. 6'7" first baseman who's out of Kent and went to Gonzaga and played baseball there. And he's been up and down with the Astros the last couple of years. And this year he's been on their injured list since opening day. He got hurt during spring training. Back injury. And the pitch from McCackett is in there for a strike. He just started his rehab at the beginning of this month. First game that he played anywhere this year was June 3rd. And he swings and hits a roller to the left side. Scooping it up is Ellis, and he throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. So McCackett will not be bidding for a no-hitter today, but he does keep Sugarland off the scoreboard in the first. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. Tecoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
No score after one inning of play here in Sugarland, Texas. The Red Raiders and the Space Cowboys, who I constantly in the back of my mind want to call the Skeeters. That was their name for a long time, including last year, their first year in this league. Here's Zach Green, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ultimately, they decided that they wanted their name to better match their new parent club, the Houston Astros. Space Cowboys, Astros, NASA, Houston, Texas, Cowboys. See, it all goes together. So now the pitch is taken for a strike. And it's 0-2 to Zach Green. I think maybe they just realized that they didn't really want to have their baseball team named after the most annoying insect on the planet. Here's a swing and a miss there, strike three, and down goes Green, and that is strikeout number three for Dubin. Three pitches and one away. Now Drew Ellis will be the batter. And there is literally nothing cool at all about a mosquito, right? Ellis is playing in his second game with the Red Ears. Went 0-2 with two walks in his Tecoma debut on Sunday. And the pitch to Ellis is in there for a strike. It always been in the Diamondback system prior to just very recently when the Mariners claimed him off waivers and sent him to Tecoma. 0-1 pitch from Dubin is over Ellis's head, so he shows some intelligence and ducks. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery. And it is inside, ball three. So 3-1 the count to Ellis. Dubin walked two in the first inning, but recovered from that and got the last two hitters out. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Ellis. And it swung on and fouled away. And the count goes full 3-2. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. It is still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 3-2 is hit up the middle pretty sharply, but flagged down by the shortstop, DeGody. Actually, that's the shifted second baseman, Valdez. And either way, he throws out Ellis for the out, and two men are gone. 4-3, that was DeGody who was shifted up the middle. Valdez, the second baseman, who was shifted up the middle. Two down, and now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. Switch hitter, he'll hit left-handed against Sean Dubin. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. And the next one, swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. And Dubin fires, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And it is 1-2. Now the next pitch, bounced foul, first base side. Dubin threw an off-speed pitch there, and Knapp got a piece of it, fouled it away to stay alive. And it is still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Next pitch, way outside to the backstop. 2-2. Now the 2-2 is coming. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Knapp goes down swinging, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the second inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the second with the score. Tacoma nothing, Sugar Land nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, no score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Constellation Field. Lewis Brinson leads things off for Sugar Land, and the pitch to him from McCacken misses a little low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Brinson hitting 259 with 11 homers, 834 OPS, and the pitch to Brinson is in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch is swung on and lined and caught and short by McCoy for the first out of the inning. He was positioned perfectly, barely had to move other than reaching up to catch the ball. Brinson lines out, one away in the bottom of the second inning. And now David Hensley will be the batter. Hensley hitting 279, 396 on base percentage for Hensley. That's ninth best in the league. As the first pitch to him just barely misses for a ball. Hensley leads the league in walking. He's drawn 39 walks this year. Next pitch is over for a strike, 1-1. Hensley's a AAA rookie this year. He's been a good player for the Cowboys. 1-1 pitch on its way from McCacken, and this is over for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Pitch coming. Called strike three, down goes Hensley, and there's the second out of the inning. McCacken has his second strikeout of the game. And now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Leon hitting 223 with nine homers, 805 OPS, right-hand hitter. Considered one of the Astros' top prospects coming into the season. He does a push bunt to the right side. It is picked up by the first baseman, Green, but Leon's going to beat this out for a bunt single. It was very well executed by Pedro Leon, pushing the bunt to the right side and split that space between the pitcher's mound and first base just perfectly. Rainiers had no chance to get him out. So Leon on with two outs. And now Corey Lee will be the batter. Now McCacken is ready. And the pitch with a runner going is taken for a strike. Throw down to second, comes in on a hop, but they still have time to tag out Leon. Haggerty picking the throw from Knapp on one bounce and getting the tag on Leon, who is caught stealing for his fifth time this year in 24 attempts. Thrown out by Andrew Knapp to put an end to the bottom of the second inning. No runs on a hit and no one left on. We go to the third inning of play. Tacoma and Sugar Land are scoreless.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
It's so sticky.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
No score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. We head to the third inning of play here at Constellation Field. And McCoy leads things off, Mason McCoy, and he takes a strike from Sean Dubin, 0-1 the count. McCoy hitting in the number 9 spot today, batting .253 with a .324 on base percentage. He's hit 7 homers. 0-1 pitch from Dubin in there for a strike. Right here's have had a couple of base runners early against Dubin, but they've all come on walks. They don't have a hit yet. Dubin is usually a short timer on the mound in terms of innings. His longest outing this year is 4 1/3 innings. 0-2 pitch to McCoy is chopped foul. Still no balls, 2 strikes. He typically racks up the strikeouts, but will also issue a bunch of walks and allow enough hits for some runs to score. Now the 0-2 to McCoy, up and in, and McCoy bends back. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Two and two the count. And the pitch is fouled away. So 2-2 the count to Mason McCoy. Dubin into his motion. And the hard-throwing righty's pitch is taken up high, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. He has reached as high as 98 on the gun in this outing. Here's his 3-2 pitch, and it is low ball 4, a leadoff walk for McCoy. He had to work for that one, but he earns his way aboard. McCoy heads down to first with his 20th walk drawn this season. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick struck out looking in the first against Dubin. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. Who's going to get it? Looks like the third baseman. And it's Hensley making the catch, and one man is out at the top of the third inning. Kelnick pops up, and now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Dubin is in his second season with Sugar Land. And last year he broke camp with the club. And last year was Sugar Land's first ever year as a AAA team, and the first year they were with the Astros. They'd always been an independent franchise. So there's a move to first, and McCoy's back in. Dubin was the opening day starting pitcher for Sugar Land last year in the franchise's first ever AAA game. There goes McCoy, big jump, and the pitch is fouled away by Haggerty. Oh, McCoy McCoy had a huge jump. He had the bag stolen, but Haggerty liked the pitch, and he swung at it and fouled it off. Oh, and won the count. Now the pitch swung on, bounced foul, first base side. 0-2 the count. Now Dubin's ready. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. That first ever game in Sugar Land's AAA franchise history, which was last May. Remember, there was no April last year in baseball. There was an April. There was an April. We just weren't playing. The season started May 6th. And Dubin drew that start. And for Sugar Land, it was a road game at Albuquerque for their first ever AAA game. They won it. 9-4, although Dubin got no decision. One ball, two strikes to Haggerty. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 2-2 the count. Well, the broadcast booth here in Sugar Land is down in the main concourse, very low down, and the seats are right in front of you, and the Space Cowboys mascot has just stopped by and is directly in front of the booth. Here's a swing and a pop-up on the third base side. This is playable and foul grounded, caught by the third baseman Hensley for the second out of the inning. Haggerty is retired, two away, runner still at first for Marcus Wilson. So this is the Space Cowboys mascot, Orion. He is a aquamarine furry space dog, maybe? Let's go with that. Space mutt. Very blue. Here's a pitch in there for a strike to Wilson. 0-1 the count. Marcus Wilson walked his first time up. He's now reached base in 12 straight games. And the pitch from Dubin is smacked into left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit in front of Brinson. Moving to second and stopping there is McCoy. And Marcus Wilson has the Red Ears' first hit of the game, a single to left field. He continues his hot hitting. Wilson's now hit safely in 11 of his last 12 games. So two on, two out for Brian O'Keefe. Here's the pitch from Dubin, and it is taken for a ball. O'Keefe flied out to very shallow center field his first time up. No score, top of the third, two on, two out. And the pitch from Dubin is taken for a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Not a big crowd on hand for this Tuesday game here at Sugar Land. They tell me that the crowds have been good here this year, but they're not expecting a big week here this week, as the next pitch is a strike to O'Keefe, 1-2. The reason being that the heat, it's going to be 100 degrees every day, and they're it's humid, too, and there have been these news bulletins to just, you know, not spend a whole lot of time outdoors, make sure you be careful in the heat, and that doesn't help attendance. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's low and away for a ball, 2-2. Don't worry about me, though. Nice air conditioning in the booth here. They do a fine job with that. McCoy at second and Wilson at first. Two balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. The pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Reiniers trying to break through with the first run of the game. Need a clutch hit. 2-2 to O'Keefe with Mejia on deck. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded to the right side, backhanded by Taylor Jones, and he throws to Dubin covering first for the out. O'Keefe is retired, and so are the Red Ears at the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit, there were no errors, and two left. We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Sugar Land, Texas. Tacoma and Sugar Land are scoreless.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app, so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Corey Lee leads things off for the Space Cowboys, right-hand hitter. And Darren McCacken's on the mound, and McCacken with his pitch. And it swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Well, when the Red Ears played Sugar Land at the beginning of the season, Sugar Land was, they visited Tacoma at Cheney Stadium. They won 5 out of 6 in that series. So now the 0-1 pitch to Lee is high for a ball. And a lot of the talk around the league at that time was about Lee. He entered the season, ranked the Houston Astros number one prospect by Baseball America. Big catching prospect. Here we are almost 3 months later. Reiniers face Sugar Land again as there's a hot shot to third, speared by Ellis nicely. Long throw to first is not in time for the out. It pulled Green off the bag at first base. He argues that he tagged Lee going by, and we're going to get an argument here from the Red Ears. Tim Fedorovich is jogging out of the Red Ears dugout on the third base side all the way across the diamond to go talk to the first base umpire, Derek Thomas. I think Thomas's view of Green attempting to apply the tag was blocked by the runner. Fedorovich's argument is brief, and he's already on his way back to the dugout. And Corey Lee is safe at first base. We'll see how they score that. Now to Godey is the batter, right-hand hitter. And the pitch from McCacken is taken for a strike. They've ruled that a throwing error on the third baseman, Ellis, who made a nice pick on the ball, but then his throw was offline. I was going to say, though, that Lee was touted as the top prospect coming into this season, and sitting 213 with a 679 OPS halfway through the season. Or, well, not quite halfway, but we're getting there. Coming up on the halfway point. So there's a strike to Ducote. The Rainiers are 10 games away from the halfway point. They've played 65. Playing 150 this year on the dot. 0-2 pitch to Ducote is outside, 1-2. Ducote's batting 262 with six homers, 788 OPS. Here comes the 1-2 from McCacken. And it is swung on and fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. Now McCacken set once again. And the 1-2 is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Rainier's looking for a double play ball in the infield here. The 2-2 swung on and fouled back, and it is still two balls, two strikes. Now 2-2 still. And McCacken's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him for his third strikeout of the night. Went with the slider there. And there's the first out in the bottom of the third inning. So 0-1, one out and runner at first. And now Jake Myers is the batter. McCacken struck him out to open up the first inning. Well, McCacken's pitch to Myers is swung on and popped up on the right side of the infield. Both Green and Haggerty are eyeing it, and Haggerty, the second baseman, makes the catch. And that's out number two. Myers pops up on the first pitch. And here comes Corey Jolks, who singled his first time up. Forgot to mention at the time, but that extended Jolks' hitting streak to 11 straight games, which is the longest of anyone in this contest on either team. And Jolks, during his hitting streak, has been getting exactly one hit in each game, which is unusual. Here's the pitch from McCacken, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Runner at first, two outs, no score at the bottom of the third inning. And McCacken with his pitch. And it is swung on and popped up foul, first base side, and out of play. This ballpark in Sugar Land, originally built to house an independent league team, which it did for over 10 years. And it's got enough seats to qualify as a AAA park. All one big lower deck with the concourse up top, so you can see the field while you walk around. As here's a pitch outside to the backstop, and chasing it down is Knapp, and Corey Lee will advance to second. A wild pitch charged to McCacken. One ball, two strikes now to Jolks. And you can walk all the way around the outfield here too if you're a ticket-buying patron. Got a grassy berm in right field, some sort of ice house bar in right center. Little kids' play area out there in left center as there's a foul back by Jolks. They've got some kind of a water play area out there as well. Picnic area and left. Now the next pitch to Jolks fouled away. He's giving a battle. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and McCacken has his fourth strikeout of the game, and it closes out the bottom of the third inning. No runs or hits. There was one error and one runner left. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Sugarland. We head to the fourth inning here at Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas, 19 miles from Houston. In fact, we flew into the airport on the east side of the city. Houston's huge. They have two airports. And we flew into the eastern one, and you had to drive, take the team bus from the airport to the hotel. And it took a while because we had to go completely to the other side of town. So here's Mejia leading things off. The fourth, and he takes a fastball from Sean Dubin up high for a ball. So on our drive, we actually drove right past Minute Maid Park, home of the Astros. So now the 1-0 pitch is taken for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Sugarland is on the southwest side of Houston. Now the 1-1, bunted foul. Houston's the biggest city in America in terms of square miles. It's huge. And then on top of that, then there's all this sprawl beyond that with these outlying towns, Sugarland being one of them. One ball, two strikes, the count to Eric Mejia. Three infielders on the right side. And the pitch from Dubin is swung on and chopped on the high hop towards first. Jones fields it, underhands to the pitcher covering first. Close play, but Mejia is out. And one man is gone to the fourth. That was a close play because Mejia's chopper bounced so high into the air. that Taylor Jones, the first baseman, had to wait for it, which gave the pitcher time to run over and cover first, but it also gave Mejia a chance to beat it out, and it was close, but he was out. So one away. And here's Green, who struck out on three pitches his first time up. Dubin throws a fastball up high, ball one. Dubin with four strikeouts through three and a third innings. He's walked three. Rainiers with just one hit so far. Next pitch is waved at and missed. And the count's even, one and one. Next delivery up and in, and Green ducks. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch is a check swing by Green, and he held up in time, says first base umpire Derek Thomas. Three and one the count. And the pitch swung on, hit in the air towards right. This is struck pretty well, but we're in Sugar Land where fly balls go to die, and it's caught by Pedro Leon, and two men are gone at the top of the fourth inning. Green flies to right, and now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis grounded out earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Yeah, the 0-1. Call it a strike. 0-2. O-2 pitch coming, and it is outside for a ball. 1-2. And this pitch is chopped foul on the third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Dubin still bringing the heat. 96-97 with a fastball. Seen him as high as 98 in this game. He's up to 70 pitches now. Here's his 1-2 to Ellis, and it is a swing and a foul tip held onto by Lee. That is strike three. Strikeout number five for Dubin, and it closes out the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All Cleaning and Protectant Wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All Wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All Wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Darren McCacken on the hill. He's thrown 44 pitches through three innings. He's allowed two singles, and he has struck out four. He'll face the heart of the Cowboys lineup here in the fourth. It'll be Emmanuel Valdez, Taylor Jones, and Lewis Brinson. Valdez stands in, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. And Manuel Valdez. Big year in the Astros system. He swings and fouls one back. In the advanced statistical metric, weighted runs created plus. And Manuel Valdez is second in all of minor league baseball. With the only player with a higher figure than him being Esteri Ruiz, who's with El Paso. Recently, he, like Valdez, was recently promoted to AAA and is now in El Paso. As here's one up high to Valdez. One ball, two strikes. Now McCacken with his pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 2-2. Well, both teams were off yesterday. Everyone was off yesterday in the Pacific Coast League. A couple of notes from Sunday night's games that I wanted to pass along. Just, we have to recognize Albuquerque because they did something rare. Since the league started going to the schedule last year that is predominantly six-game series, as Valdez fouls one away, still a full count. The six-game series sweep is a real rarity. It's hard to do. And I believe there's only been one this year when Vegas swept Sacramento. Well, until now, there was just another one that was finished on Sunday, Albuquerque. As now Valdez hits one to right. This is hit pretty well, but Marcus Wilson, shy of the warning track, makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Valdez flies to right. And now Taylor Jones will be the batter. Albuquerque beat Salt Lake 11-5 in a rain-shortened seven-inning game at Isotopes Park on Sunday. And that finished a six-game series sweep of Salt Lake, who has really hit the skids all of a sudden. It wasn't that long ago. They were right near the top of the division. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Jones. But now Salt Lake is four games under 500 and 6.5 games behind division-leading Las Vegas. A six-game sweep will do a number on you. So there's a strike to Jones. 0-2 the count. As tough as the start of this season was for the Rainiers, they were never in danger of being swept in a six-gamer. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. McCacken with four strikeouts so far today. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is popped up on the right side. Zach Green calling for it in foul territory. He makes the catch, and Taylor Jones is out number two in the bottom of the fourth. McCacken has retired five in a row. And now Lewis Brinson is the hitter. These guys, Sugarland, they lost in Round Rock, Texas on Sunday, 8-3. Mabrice Valoria hit a homer and scored three runs. And Round Rock's Spencer Howard had a good outing, allowing one run in five innings with nine strikeouts. So here's a pitch outside for a ball to Brinson. Sugarland has lost two in a row, but prior to that, they won seven in a row, their longest winning streak of the year. 1-0 pitch from McCacken. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Brinson. In fact, there's a lot of similarity between the Rainiers and Sugarland when you look at big picture stuff. So now the next pitch is popped up high in the air to left. This isn't going anywhere. And Eric Mejia is measuring it, and he makes the catch, and there is out number three. Brinson flies out to left, and it's a three-up, three-down bottom of the fourth inning for Darren McCacken. We make our way to the fifth. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless. The Space Cowboys have two hits. The Red Ears have one hit. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line by Andrew Knapp, and it hooks and goes foul. So that is strike one to Knapp, who struck out swinging against Sean Dubin his first time up today. Sugarland has three hits. They have made a scoring change. As now Knapp hits one in the air to left. This one struck pretty well. Going back is Brinson. Still back. It's up against the fence, and he plays it perfectly and fires into second. Knapp slides, and he's safe at second base. Andrew Knapp with an opposite field double. And that ball carried to left field. He hit it a long way, and it went off the fence. And Lewis Brinson, the left fielder, made a terrific play, playing it off the wall, spinning and firing a strike to Valdez covering second base. And Knapp had to turn on the jets and put on a slide to get in there. So he's in scoring position with no one out. And McCoy, the batter, and the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. Scoring change on the ball Corey Lee hit in the third inning. Originally ruled a throwing error on the third baseman. It has been changed to an infield single. So they have three hits and take away the error from the Rainiers. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled off. And the count is now 1-1. Right here's have Kelnick on deck. I'm not a big proponent of the sacrifice bunt, but moving the runner up here might be a good idea considering how the first four innings of this game have gone. Dubin's 1-1 pitch is hit in the air, foul, first base side out of play. And McCoy can accomplish advancement of the runner in a lot of ways that don't involve bunting. He can hit a grounder to the right side to get it done. Fly ball to right field should get it done if it's deep enough. 1-2 pitch coming from Dubin. And it is a check swing foul tip at the plate. McCoy got a piece of it, and then the foul tip got a piece of the catcher, Lee, and he's in some pain. The umpire walks a new baseball back out to the pitcher. Give the catcher some time. Now everyone ready to resume. One ball, two strikes to McCoy. And the pitch from Dubin is on its way. And it's a swing and a foul at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Well, one of the Red Deer's outfielders from early in the season has resurfaced with another AAA team. Billy Hamilton has signed with the Marlins and is going to go to AAA Jacksonville. So now the 1-2 to McCoy is low. Jacksonville is managed by former Rainiers manager Darren Brown. So Billy Hamilton's playing for him. Yeah, the 2-2 is a called strike three on the outside edge, and McCoy goes down looking. Strikeout number six for Dubin, who, having gone 4 1/3 innings today, has matched his season high for longest outing of the year. There is some stirring in the Space Cowboys bullpen. A right-hander is warming up, so Dubin is near the end of his outing. Here's Kelnick. He has struck out and popped up so far. Leading from second is Knapp, and the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 pitch. It swung on and hit hard to right field, but Leon barely has to move. It comes right to him, and he makes the catch. Tagging it second is Knapp. He advances to third, but there are now two outs at the top of the fifth inning. So Kelnick lines out to the right fielder, and he moves the runner up. And there's a runner at third with two outs for Sam Haggerty, who has popped up and walked so far. Now the catcher, Lee, talks some things over with Dubin. Now the pitch misses inside for a ball. Down the line from third is Knapp. And the next pitch is chopped right to the shortstop, Ducote, who is shaded up the middle. And he fields it and throws out Haggerty at first base. And that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. The Red Deers get a leadoff double and do not score. No runs, one hit, one left. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. Tecoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
No score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face David Hensley to start things off, followed by Pedro Leon and Corey Lee. He struck out Hensley looking earlier. McCackett into his windup, and the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. So far, so good today for McCackett, who had one of his best outings last year in this ballpark in July last year. The Rainiers came down here. I remember we got lucky with the weather. It was kind of cool and rainy. And here's one outside for a ball. And their version of cool and rainy is like 75 and rainy. But that was the Rainiers' first ever trip here, and McCackett had a gem here. So now the 1-1 is chopped to third on one big bounce. Ellis fields it. Dan throws to first for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the fifth. Hensley bounces out to third. And now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Last July here, McCackett pitched 7 shutout innings of 3-hit ball and got no decision. The Rainiers won that game 1-0 after he had left. Here's a pitch for a strike to Leon, 0-1. Now right now, our game is 0-0 in the fifth, and we could be trending that same direction. We are trending that same direction, as here's a swing and a miss by Leon. 0-2 the count. Next pitch from McCacken. Check swing, bouncer, foul, first base side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a slider, and down goes Leon. Out number 2 here in the fifth inning. Strikeout number 5 for McCacken. And now Corey Lee is the batter. That was a good article on McCacken in the News Tribune today. In the wake of his no-hit bid his last time out. About how the slider was just such a good pitch for him in that game. So now the pitch to Lee is a slider for a strike. And then his manager, Tim Fedorovich, said that the changeup of McCacken has really improved, and that has been instrumental for him as well. So here's a foul back, 0-2 the count. He's not a hard thrower, 88-90, but his fastball is not straight. It has sink to it. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Corey Lee, and it is a fastball up high. 1-2. Next pitch coming. Called strike 3 on the outside edge. A fastball that painted the black at 90 on the gun. And down goes Corey Lee, and that is strikeout number 6 for Darren McCacken. And it closes out the fifth inning. He's retired 9 in a row, and we are on our way to the 6th. Tacoma and Sugar Land are scoreless.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce.
Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Carla's retiring early next month. We're all going to have to learn to pick up a slack.
The dessert-making role at Sawyer's Restaurant, deserted.
Tom, if you can handle beignets.
They need a new pastry chef who can souffle like it's a piece of cake.
Come on, guys, we got a line out the door. How much longer for those croissants?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Let's go to the sixth inning. Tacoma and Sugar Land are scoreless. And the Space Cowboys starting pitcher, Sean Dubin, is done. He went five shutout innings, allowed two hits, walked three, and struck out six. That's his longest outing of the year. At his best, five scoreless. The new pitcher is Joe Record. And Record is making his first appearance ever against the Red Ears and just his fifth for Sugar Land this year. His last name is Record. Record's record is 1-1 with a 5.79 ERA. And in 4 2/3 innings, Record has recorded five strikeouts with two walks. And Record has allowed seven hits. Right here's looking to wreck Record. It's going to be Marcus Wilson, Brian O'Keefe, and Eric Mejia to bat here at the top of the sixth inning. Wilson stands in, and he takes a breaking ball from Record in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Wilson had the best success against Dubin, reaching both times with a walk and a single. 0-1 from Record is down and in for a ball, 1-1. Joe Record. I wonder if Record's ever been on the injured list. You know, broken. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off the foot of Wilson. He's going to have to walk that one off. 1-2 the count. Wilson. Going to get a little extra time to recover from that one. Joe Record promoted from AA Corpus Christi 2 weeks ago. Had a 3.22 ERA there. And Record was used as a closer at times by the Astros AA team. He had four saves there. Oh, Record's from University of California, Santa Barbara. He's a gaucho. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Marcus Wilson, and it's inside and was foul tipped off the handle of Wilson's bat into the mitt of the catcher Lee for strike three. And Wilson's just standing there in the batter's box saying, really? But yeah. That's what happened. He foul tipped it off the handle of the wood. You could hear it hit the wood. And that's what the umpire was going with. And Wilson foul tipped it, and the catcher caught it. So it'll be a strikeout on the record of Record. Here's O'Keefe, and he takes one high and away for a ball, 1-0. With a name like Record, he shouldn't be allowed to be to play in games that have that are being broadcast. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. It's just too difficult. One and one, the count to O'Keefe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Count goes to 1-2. Rainiers with bullpen activity. A little surprising with McCacken at 5 scoreless as here's one down low for a ball. But if you think about it, he threw a season-high 116 pitches in his last game, a season-high by over 20. And that was the no-hit bid. So giving him a little bit of a lighter load today is probably smart health-wise. As the next pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike three, and O'Keefe strikes out swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Record. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Switch hitter, Mejia will bat left-handed. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Next pitch, down low, 2-0 to Mejia. Right, here's have had really two opportunities in this game. In the first inning, with one out, they had back-to-back walks. So first and second, one out, but nothing developed there as Mejia fouls one off. In the third inning, they got a runner to second base after there were two outs, and needed a clutch hit there, didn't get it. But really, the best chance was last inning in the fifth when Andrew Knapp led off the inning with a double. He ended up getting stranded at third. 2-1 pitch fouled back by Mejia, and the count's even 2-2. As for Sugarland, they've had one opportunity, and that was in the first when, with one out, Jolks singled and stole second. He was at second with one out, and he got stranded. 2-2 pitch to Mejia, hit on the ground sharply, but gobbled up by the shortstop Degody, and he throws out Mejia, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. Joe Record sets down the Rainiers in order. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth inning. No score between Tacoma and Sugarland. And the Red Ears do make a pitching change here with Wyatt Mills coming in to pitch on in relief of Darren McCacken. It was terrific. McCacken went five shutout innings of three-hit ball. And no walks, six strikeouts. McCacken retired the final nine batters he faced. And he ended up throwing 69 pitches. But like I said before, 116 pitches in his last start in the no-hit bid, by far his largest load of the season. Take it easy on him this time around. And then I bet in his next start he's back up into the 90 to 100 pitch range. So Mills in to pitch in relief, and his first pitch to Alex DeGoti is inside for a ball, 1-0. Mills is appearing in his 15th game, 1-0 with a 2.04 ERA. In 17 and two-thirds innings, he's walked 5 and struck out 12. 1-0 pitch to the right hand hitting DeGoti, and it is a fastball called a strike. 1-1 now. Wyatt Mills, the side armor out of Gonzaga. Always throws well for the Red Ears, it seems like. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes DeGoti, and Mills strikes out the first batter he faces. And now Jake Myers will be the batter. Myers 0-2 today. Continues to rehab. Myers had shoulder surgery in November after he injured his shoulder. You might remember this. It was, if you watch the playoffs, he was playing the outfield in the Game 4 of the American League Division Series, Astros against the White Sox. It's the pitch to Myers, misses for a ball, and he banged into the outfield fence in pursuit of a fly ball and left the game with a shoulder injury that ended up requiring surgery. So he's coming back from that now. 1-0 pitch from Mills is chopped to first on one hop, handled nicely by Green, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Mills retires the first two batters he faced. And now here's Corey Jolks. Jolks is 1-2 with a single. Here's the pitch from Mills, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now fastball outside, 2-0 the count. No score, bottom of the sixth. Nightfall is upon us here in Sugarland. Yeah, the 2-0 misses outside, ball three. Now Mills with the 3-0 on its way, and it is poured in there for a strike. Count goes to 3-1. Mariners starting up here soon. So now the 3-1 is outside, ball four. And that is the first walk issued by a Tacoma pitcher today. A two-out walk to Corey Jolks. And now the dangerous Emmanuel Valdez is the batter. Mariners are underway. They just started. They're playing the A's tonight on the road. Here's Valdez, left-hand hitter with power, 0-for-2, two flyouts to right. And Mills' pitch is fastball called a strike on the inside edge, 0-1 the count. Mariners finished up that 11-game homestand with just 3 wins. That was not what they were looking for, not what I was expecting. I figured that homestand was going to be good for them after they had spent so much time on the road. It was not. So there's a throw to first, and Jolks is back in. M's 10 games under 500. Made those moves we talked about in the pregame show. DFA'd Sergio Romo and Roenis Elias, which kind of surprised me. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And they activated Ken Giles from the injured list, which was interesting because he was not having good results for the Rainiers. So hopefully things will work out for him at the higher level. And they called up Kevin Padlo. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. So Padlo was reacquired by the Mariners. Played in 4 games for the Rainiers. And then got called up. Here's the 0-2 to Valdez. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first. 2 outs. And the 0-2 pitch from Mills. Runner does not go, and it's swung on and fouled away. Still 0-2. Parent club of the Space Cowboys, Houston. They're at home right now. They lead the Mets 3-0 in the 5th. Altuve and Yordan Alvarez with homers. 0-2 pitches inside, 1-2. Astros in first place in the AL West. And the Mets in first place in the NL East. That's a high-level interleague series right there. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Valdez, and it is off the plate outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jolks with his lead at first. 2 outs, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Emmanuel Valdez. And Mills is set. Here's his pitch. The runner goes. Pitch is outside, and Knapp can't get the ball out of his glove cleanly. And Valdez is on his way to first, and Knapp is looking at the umpire and says, hey, isn't that ball 3? And Valdez has to be told by the plate umpire that that was only ball 3. Jolks steals second base, his second steal of this game and 7th of the year. He's in scoring position now. Valdez, who took off his shin guard and his batting gloves, has to put all that stuff back on because he did not just walk. And he is back in the batter's box now. Valdez in his 11th AAA game today. A youngster lost track of the count. Well, now it's a full count, 3-2. And the pitch from Mills is swung on and popped up foul. Third base side over for a look is Ellis, but this is a souvenir in the seats. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 3-2 again, swung on and fouled away again. This has been a long at bat. Still three balls, two strikes. And again, the 3-2 pitch with Jolks at second is swung on and fouled off again. That was the 11th pitch of the at-bat right there, I believe. Mills gets the sign from Knapp. And the 3-2 once again is swung on and fouled back again. That was pitch number 12 for sure now. Valdez fouling off all these two-strike pitches with two outs and a man in scoring position. Now Mills comes set. And the payoff is swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. 13 pitches. With number 14 coming up. Mills is throwing him fastballs. He's throwing him sliders. Valdez keeps fouling off everything. And now the 3-2 again is swung on and fouled back again. It just keeps going. This is really getting up there. They say the longer these at-bats like this go on, the more the pendulum swings in favor of the hitter. Pitch number 15 coming up here. With a runner at second and two outs in a scoreless game of the sixth inning. And the pitch is way outside, ball four. A slider that didn't slide. And Valdez draws a 15-pitch walk. That was impressive. Andrew Knapp calls time. He's going to go talk to his pitcher after that battle, give him a little extra time. And Alon Leishman, the Red Ears pitching coach, is also walking out to the mound. And the Red Ears start some action in the bullpen with a left-hander beginning to warm up. As Mills was just cruising along, two outs, and then he walked Jolks. No big deal, just need to get one more out to finish the inning. And then he had to throw 15 pitches to this Emmanuel Valdez kid who's been tearing it up everywhere he goes this year. And all of a sudden, Mills has thrown 26 pitches in the inning. There wasn't a pitch problem until the 15-pitch at bat. And that was all because of foul balls. Valdez kept fouling them off and fouling them off. Valdez has had an impressive 0 for 2 today. Two well-hit balls to right that were caught, and then that 15-pitch walk. Well, two on, two out for Taylor Jones. The cleanup man is 0 for 2 today for Sugarland. Now Mills is set. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. I think that's Danny Young in the Rainiers bullpen. Now the 0-1 on its way. And this is swung on and fouled off. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Jones. Two on, two out. Jones waving the bat back and forth. Mills is set. Couple Washington natives going head to head here in Sugarland, Texas, and Jones fouls one off and the count remains no balls, two strikes. Taylor Jones from Kent. And Wyatt Mills from Spokane. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mills bounces back and strikes out Taylor Jones to wrap up the sixth inning after the 15-pitch walk was drawn by Emmanuel Valdez. No runs for Sugarland, no hits, two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Zero, zero after six innings of play here in Sugarland. So we go to the seventh inning, and the right ears are going to try to break through here with Zach Green, Drew Ellis, and Andrew Knapp do up this inning. Sugarland is sticking with the reliever Joe Record, who set down the side in order of the sixth, and his first pitch to Zach Green is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Green's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout so far. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. 1-1. Next pitch is a check swing, and he did not go. So 2-1 the count. Now the pitch, swing and a foul by Green, count even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Green trying to get something started for the Red Ears here in the seventh. And the pitch is low for a ball. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff, breaking ball called, strike three. Nice pitch from Record, and Green goes down looking. Strikeout number three for Joe Record. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis is 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Pitch from Record is a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a high fly foul down the left field line, and that's going to get out of play and into the seats. 0-2 the count. Here comes the 0-2. And it is inside for a ball to Ellis. One ball, two strikes. Now here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Record using a fastball to strike out Ellis. He has struck out four of the five batters he has faced since coming into the game last inning. So two away for Andrew Knapp. Knapp is 1-for-2 with a double his last time up. That was the best scoring opportunity for either team in this game, as Knapp takes one outside for a ball. He had a leadoff double in the fifth inning. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is coming. And this is down low. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1. Inside, ball three. So Knapp well out ahead of the count. The Red Ears have Mason McCoy on deck with two outs. Three-one pitch is a called strike. Knapp thought it was ball four, but it caught the upper inside corner of the automated strike zone, and Knapp has to grab his bat and get back to the batter's box. When you do that, when a human umpire makes the call, there's always the sheepish moment when the batter sort of apologizes. But when it's a computer, they don't apologize to the computer. Full count to Knapp, three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff, and it is swung on and fouled away. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2, swing and a foul again. Still three balls, two strikes. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch from Record is a swing and a miss, strike three, and he strikes out the side in the seventh inning. And he struck out five of the six batters he's faced. Right here's go in order, and we go to the seventh inning stretch here in Sugar Land, Texas. Tecoma nothing, Sugar Land nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Tecumseh Rainiers and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys in a pitcher's duel. Both teams are into the bullpens. The Rainiers bring in Matt Festa to work the bottom of the seventh in what will be his first AAA appearance of the season. And said this the other day when he got optioned to Tecumseh, but I found that surprising because Scott Servais was using Festa all the time and as one of the most frequently used relievers the Mariners had. He pitched in 21 games for Seattle, no record up there, of 4.35 ERA, 31 strikeouts and just 7 walks in 20 and two-thirds innings, and I have no idea why he got sent down to Tecumseh, but here he is. He'll face Lewis Brinson to lead off the bottom of the seventh. And Festa's ready. Here's his pitch. And it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. So Festa pitched for the Rainiers and did so very well last year when he was coming back from Tommy John surgery. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Brinson, and it's a swing and a miss. Last year for the Rainiers, he was in 23 games as he was building up. It was 19 games, pardon me, as he was building up arm strength and getting his command back after pitching, you know, in the big leagues prior to having Tommy John surgery, as there's a foul tip to Brinson. He was part of the Mariners' bullpen in 2018 and 2019, and he got hurt. And last year had a 2.95 ERA in 19 appearances for the Rainiers and got himself back to the big leagues. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Brinson. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Down he goes, and Festa fans Lewis Brinson, and one man is gone at the bottom of the seventh inning. Festa is in relief of Wyatt Mills, who went one scoreless inning without allowing a hit. Mills walked 2 and struck out 2. Festa now ready to work on David Hensley. And the pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and fouled off. That is strike 1. Sugarland has 3 hits. Tecumseh has 2 hits. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike 2 to Hensley. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is a foul out of play. Still no balls, 2 strikes. ...93-mile-per-hour fastball there from Festa. Here comes the 0-2. And it is another heater outside. 1-2. In the eighth, the Rainiers have McCoy, Kelnick, and Haggerty due up. 1-2 pitch is a slider called strike three, and down goes Hensley, and that's out number two in the bottom of the seventh inning. So, back-to-back strikeouts for Festa. Pedro Leon, the batter, he's 1-for-2 with a bunt single. And the pitch is fouled away, and Leon lost the handle on his bat. Might have cracked it, too. And he's got those vibrations in his left hand, too. He's shaking his left hand. Festa jammed him. The bat did survive. It is not cracked. Leon has inspected it. 0-1 the count. Now Festa's ready. And the pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-1. Now Festa with a 1-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So 1-2 the count to Leon. Festa with a chance to strike out the side. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Festa does strike out the side here at the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, all strikeouts. We head to the eighth. There's still no score between Tacoma and Sugar Land.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
We go to the eighth inning. No score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. New pitcher for the Space Cowboys. And it is Enoli Paredes. And Paredes on in relief of Joe Record, who was tremendous for Sugar Land. Two perfect innings. Struck out five of the six batters he faced. The good news, as far as the Rainiers are concerned, is this was the first game of the series, and they're not going to have to see Record for a day or two after his two innings showing today. Here's Mason McCoy leading things off, and the pitch from Enoli Paredes is up high and away for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield behind the mound, and anyone could catch this one, and Alex Degody, the shortstop, says, "I'm going to do it, get out of my way," and he makes the catch. So one man is out in the top of the eighth inning. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick, 0 for 3 so far. And the pitch from Paredes is on its way, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. Shift is on for Kelnick. The 1-1 pitch is driven towards left and on the move, reaching down and making a nice difficult catch is Lewis Brinson, robbing Kelnick of a base hit. And that is out number 2 in the 8th inning. And on a night where hits have been really hard to come by for both teams, plays like that make it seem nearly impossible to collect a base hit. Here's Sam Haggerty now. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. And the pitch to Haggerty is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. Pitch coming, and it is in there for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Pitch is up and away, 3-1. Marcus Wilson, who's been swinging a hot stick, is on deck. He even has one of the Rainiers' 2 hits in this game. 3-1 pitch. Haggerty thinks about bunting for a hit and takes a strike, and the count goes full now, 3-2. And the payoff's coming. Outside, ball 4. Very close. Everyone sort of paused for a moment there to see what the computer umpire was going to say, and the computer umpire said, ball 4. So Haggerty's on with 2 outs, and something's got to give here. The Rainiers may try to make something happen even with 2 outs, and Haggerty could be on the move with Wilson at the plate. Paredes with his pitch. Haggerty does not go, and it's a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. Outside of the dirt, and it goes to the backstop, and Haggerty will advance to second base. He takes a turn and holds as Corey Lee gets the ball back. So a wild pitch moves the runner up, and the Rainiers have a man in scoring position for the fourth time tonight. They've only had 1 runner get past second. And just for comparison's sakes, Sugarland has had a runner in scoring position 3 times tonight, and they also have had only 1 runner get past second. It's just that kind of game. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Wilson, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike 2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes to Marcus Wilson. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a fastball. Wilson strikes out, and the Rainiers do not score in the top of the 8th inning. Enole Paredes with a scoreless frame for Sugar Land. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the bottom of the eighth with the score. Tacoma nothing, Sugar Land nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Tracy, line one is looking for a quote on a mini split.
Crazy spring temperatures are heating up DeWyatt HVAC phone lines.
That sweep, we're booked solid.
If they don't find more technicians, they'll be in hot water.
How are we down three technicians in the past 3 weeks?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
On we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. No score between Tacoma and Sugar Land. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Danny Young, takes over. Matt Festa worked one scoreless inning, struck out all three batters he faced. Two swinging, one looking. So Danny Young is in. He'll face Corey Lee, Alex Degody, and Jake Myers. Lee has one of Sugar Land's three hits in this game, an infield single back in the third, a play that was originally scored a throwing error on the third baseman but was changed to an infield hit, which I think was the right call in the end. Young is ready, and the pitch to Corey Lee is a breaking ball in there for a strike, going one the count. Danny Young, no record, 6.19 ERA in 17 appearances for Tacoma, has two saves. All one pitch is ball one, 1-1 the count. Young has pitched well for the Red Ears and has pitched much better than his 6.19 ERA indicates. Here's his 1-1 pitch down the inside for a ball, 2-1. His very first game this year, he allowed 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning, and that just skewed his stats. One game like that for a reliever will really impact the numbers for a long time. So here's a swing and a foul back by Lee, and the count's even now, 2-2. So yeah, Young's been working. That was his first game of the year in April. He's been working that off statistically ever since. Now the 2-2 is swung on and popped up foul, third base side, and that is out of play. Still 2-2. Now the next pitch is a slider outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is pulled in the air, foul down the left field line. Still three balls, two strikes. And the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Threw him a fastball and got Corey Lee swinging. And there's the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Danny Young throws a lot of sliders, but he went heater there, and he strikes out Corey Lee. What a way. And now the batter will be Alex Degody. Degody is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts against two different pitchers. McCacken got him the first time he hit, and Wyatt Mills struck him out in his next at-bat. Now he gets a slider from Young and pops it up in the home plate area. Knapp behind the dish in foul ground, makes the catch. And there's out number two. So Degody fouls out to the catcher, Andrew Knapp. Two down. And now Jake Myers will be the batter.
Jake Myers.
Myers is 0 for 3 today. Nothing in the eighth. Rainiers have O'Keefe, Mejia, and Green scheduled to hit in the top of the ninth. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Now the wind has been blowing in from right field all night. And we're in Sugar Land, where we're at sea level here in the greater Houston area. And the humidity does not help the ball fly. Sears one down low for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul in the home plate area. There's strike two to Myers. So one ball, two strikes. Myers pauses outside the batter's box for an extended stretch, which he's allowed to do because he's a major leaguer on rehab, so he does not have to be in the batter's box with 9 seconds showing on the pitch clock like all the AAA guys have to. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced towards first, scooped up nicely by Green, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Danny Young sets down the side in order at the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the ninth. This game is scoreless. Tecoma nothing, Sugar Land nothing.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tecoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Mike Curto with you from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas, where the question has developed. Is anyone going to score tonight? It's a good question. It's a question that deserves an answer. We'll find out. It is 0-0 as we go to the ninth inning of play. Brian O'Keefe, Eric Mejia, and Zach Green to bat at the top of the ninth for Tecoma. against a new Sugarland pitcher, right-hander Ronel Blanco in from the bullpen, where he has a 1.59 ERA for Sugarland in 16 appearances this year. Here's his pitch to Brian O'Keefe, and he fouls it straight into the ground. That is strike one. Ronel Blanco on in relief of Enoli Paredes, who worked a scoreless eighth. No hits allowed. One strikeout and one walk for Paredes. Blanco, broad-shouldered right-hander with his next pitch, and it is called a strike. It's 0-2. Blanco made the Houston Astros opening day roster. As the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes O'Keefe, and one man is out of the ninth. And made his big league debut in April. Was optioned to AAA on May 2nd. He's been here ever since. Well, here's Eric Mejia swinging and missing at the first pitch. There's strike one. Now Blanco's 0-1 pitch. Fastball 95 on the gun. No balls, two strikes. That was called a strike. And this one is a fastball outside. 1-2 the count to Eric Mejia. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back to the screen. Mejia stays alive. Ronel Blanco, 28-year-old righty from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Mejia. And it's a swing and a miss at a change. And Mejia has struck out for the second out at the top of the ninth inning. 14 strikeouts for Sugarland pitchers tonight. And now Zach Green will be the batter. In the bottom of the ninth, Sugarland has its 2-3 and 4 hitters coming up. As the pitch to Green is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is waved at and missed, strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Green. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Blanco just struck out the side in the top of the ninth inning. Three up, three down for Blanco. And he just did that, I think, on 10 pitches, maybe 11. Very impressive. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Still Tacoma nothing, Sugarland nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. No score between Tacoma and Sugarland. New pitcher for the right ears. Right-hander Matt Cook comes in out of the bullpen. And he's in relief of Danny Young, who retired the side in order of the eighth inning with a strikeout. So Cook comes in to try to protect the scoreless tie and see if he can get this game into extra innings, in which case the automatic runners will start to appear at second base, and that should help the scoring. See if we can get there first. Cook to face Corey Jolks to lead things off. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. And Cook is set. Here's his pitch, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. This is a dangerous hitter here in a 0-0 game in the bottom of the ninth, because he can end it with one swing. He's Sugarland's home run leader with 15. And the next pitch from Cook is outside for a ball. Cook's 1-1 with a 4.60 ERA in 16 appearances for the Red Ears. He's also been in the big leagues with Seattle this year. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Jolks got red hot in the month of May. He had 10 of his 15 home runs in that month. Here's Cook now with the 2-1. And it is called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. So the 2-2 pitch is coming. And it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Still 2-2. The 2-2 coming from Cook. And it is swung on and fouled off. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. So here comes the 2-2 again, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Jolks. And Matt Cook strikes out the first batter he faces today. And that's the 13th strikeout for Tacoma pitchers. So Sugarland pitchers have struck out 15 through 9 full innings. Tacoma pitchers are now at 13 through 8 and a third. Here's the pitch to Emmanuel Valdez, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Valdez has flied out twice to right field, hitting the ball solidly both times. And then he drew that 15-pitch walk against Wyatt Mills in the sixth inning. 0-1 pitch is grounded sharply foul down the first base side. Strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul away. Valdez led the Astros minor league system with 26 home runs last year. He had a bunch of them at High A Asheville, which is known to be a launching pad, but he's been hitting them here for Sugarland. He fouls one back. Still 0-2. Valdez had a 3-homer game here 6 days ago. Now that was on the road. It was at Round Rock. Still a 3-homer game for Emmanuel Valdez. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Cook got him, and there's the second out at the bottom of the ninth inning. 14 strikeouts for Tacoma pitchers. Now Now Taylor Jones will be the batter. Jones is 0 for 3 with a strikeout today. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One and one the count to Jones. Two outs in the ninth, 0-0. Rainier's trying to get to extra innings. Now the pitch is a check swing. He did not go. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch, call it a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. And the next pitch from Cook. Called strike three, and Matt Cook strikes out the side in the bottom of the ninth inning. We've played nine, and each team has struck out 15 batters, and neither team has scored a run. We go to the 10th inning. Maybe the automatic runners will help. Everyone's going to start with a runner at second base. We head to the 10th, Tacoma and Sugarland. All even, 0-0.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We go to the 10th inning. No score between Tacoma and Sugarland. Automatic runner placed at second base for the start of the 10th inning. That's Zach Green. Ronel Blanco remains in the game to pitch for Sugarland. His first pitch to Drew Ellis is hit in the air to right center field. And underneath it, the new center fielder, Dylan Thomas. He makes the catch, tagging at second and advancing to third is Green. So Ellis flies out, but he moves the runner up to third base with one out at the top of the 10th inning for Andrew Knapp. Defensive changes for Sugarland. Their two rehabbing major leaguers have come out. That's Taylor Jones and Jake Myers. So Dylan Thomas replaced Myers in center field. Jones was playing first base. They moved the third baseman, David Hensley, across the diamond to first base and brought in off the bench Franklin Barreto. He's at third. Infield in, pitched to Knapp, hit to first, and it is fumbled by the first baseman, Hensley, and scoring is Green. And out at first base is Knapp as they recovered, and Hensley tossed it to the second baseman, Valdez, covering for the out, but the run scores. Green went on contact. Hensley fielded it. He was going to catch it and throw it home and try to get green, but he could not field the ball cleanly. He recovered in time to get the batter out at first base, but he could not stop Zach Green from scoring, and the Raiders have the first run of the game here at the top of the 10th inning. Score at 3-4 on the ground out, and an RBI for Knapp, and the pitch to Mason McCoy is fouled off. There's strike one. No air charged on that. They got the out. So Knapp drives in the automatic runner. They had the fly out from Ellis to move him to third base, and Knapp grounded one to a drawn-in first baseman, and it worked with the runner going on contact. And the pitch is a swing and a miss by Mason McCoy. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes to McCoy. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Well, Sugarland's going to get an automatic runner at second in the bottom of this inning. Here's the pitch. And it is outside for a ball, 2-2. Two-two pitch, swung on, hit in the air to center field. This is struck pretty well. Dylan Thomas, though, will get back and make the catch, and there is the final out of the top of the 10th. So can the Raiders strand the automatic runner in the bottom of the 10th? We'll find out right here. Score there's one run, no hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the 10th. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Raiders broke through and scored their automatic runner from second base in the top of the 10th inning. And now we go to the bottom of the 10th inning. In from the bullpen is Matt Brash. And the automatic runner at second base is Franklin Barreto. And the batters for Sugarland are Lewis Brinson, David Hensley, and Pedro Leon. Well, this is a good time for a pitcher like Brash when you're trying to strand that runner at second base. You do not want to see contact by opposing hitters, and Brash is a strikeout artist with his power arsenal of pitches. And we'll see if he can wiggle his way out of this, the automatic jam that you inherit in extra innings these days. So Barreto at second, first pitch to Brinson, misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. A first pitch slider from Brash, 1-0. Now Brash ready, And the 1-0 pitch to Brinson is another slider inside. Had Brinson backing away from it, turning away from the pitch. And it's now 2-0. So back-to-back sliders start the inning. And now Brash is ready. Here's his 2-0 pitch to Brinson, and it is a check swing. Did he go? No. And that is ball three. Well, first base is open, and a walk sets up force outs and all of that, but you don't want to put the winning runner on base. 3-0 the count to Brinson. And now Brash is ready. And here's his pitch. And it is a fastball called a strike at 97 on the gun. 3-1. Barreto, the automatic runner at second base. 3-1 pitch to Brinson is swung on, popped up foul and out of play. The count goes full, 3-2. 97 mile per hour heater. So full count to Brinson. And here's the payoff pitch, and it is a swing and a foul back, a slider there on the full count from Brash, and Brinson got a piece of it to stay alive. That was going to be a strike if he let it go. So still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now here comes the payoff once again. And it is a slider inside, ball four. And Brinson draws the walk. And Sugarland now has the tying and winning runners on base with no one out. And David Hensley is the batter. And the manager of the Space Cowboys, Mickey Story, goes through an elaborate series of signs in the third base coach's box. Right here's are preparing for a possible bunt. The corner infielders are in. Brash has got to be hard to bunt against. The right-hander is set. The pitch to Hensley. He's not bunting. He swings and misses at a fastball. There's strike one. Big rip by Hensley. 99-mile-per-hour heater from Matt Brash. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it is swung on, hit in the air to right. That struck well. Back is Wilson, still back. Look it up. This ball is going into the wind, and it gets out of here for a game-winning three-run home run. David Hensley hit that out of here into the teeth of a strong wind that's been blowing in from right field all game long. A titanic three-run home run, and Sugarland takes it by a final score of 3-1. No doubt about that one. Hensley leaping into his teammates at home plate. He got a giant bucket full of iced Gatorade poured on top of his head. And the Sugarland Space Cowboys take it 3-1, our final score in 10 innings. Wow. A game in which offense was so hard to come by, and just so few hard hit balls in the first 9 innings. And then the Red Ears get their automatic runner and they get them in without a hit, but they scored them. Thought that might do the trick, but David Hensley had other ideas, connecting on an opposite field 3-run home run for Sugarland's first hit since the third inning. A game winner. Yeah, Sugarland takes the opener of the series 3-1, the final score. Hensley with his 5th home run of the season going to the opposite field. We'll recap this one and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard at the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive.
your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
O'Reilly. Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the Red Ears drop the opener of the series here in Sugar Land. 3-1, the final score. Unique type of baseball game tonight, to say the least. And the Red Ears end up on the short end of it, as there was one really hard hit ball the entire game, and it was the game winner, as Sugar Land gets a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th. Nobody scored in the first nine innings of the game. It was 0-0 after nine. There were a couple of chances. In the first, the Red Ears got back-to-back walks with one out and ended up stranding those runners. That was against the Sugar Land starter, Sean Dubin, who was threatened one other time in the fifth inning. This was the Red Ears' best chance to score in the first nine innings, when Andrew Knapp led off the fifth with an opposite field double off the base of the wall and left. And he got, he was in scoring position with no one out. And there was a strikeout and then a flyout. He did move up, but he got stranded at third. So that was the closest the Red Ears came to scoring in the first nine innings today. They did get a runner to second after there were two outs in the eighth. Meanwhile, Darren McCackage started for the Red Ears, coming off his no-hit bid in his last start. And it wasn't a no-hit bid today. In fact, he allowed a hit with one out of the first inning. But he was never really threatened. McCackin pitched five shutout innings today and gave up three hits, all singles. One man reached third against him. That was in the first inning. And other than that, McCackin was just cruising along, having himself an enjoyable night here in the humidity in Sugar Land, where the ball was not traveling at all. McCacken retired the final nine batters he faced. He was pulled after five innings at 69 pitches, because in his last start he threw 116 pitches, by far a season high, and they wanted to take a little easy on him today. And it worked out fine. The Rainiers bullpen, Wyatt Mills pitched a scoreless sixth. Matt Festa struck out the side, three up, three down in the seventh. Danny Young retired the side in the eighth, and Matt Cook struck out the side, just three hitters in the ninth. So it was 0-0 after nine. At that point in the game, the Red Ears had two hits. Sugar Land had three hits. Each team had 15 strikeouts. It was just total domination by the pitchers through nine. But in extra innings, we put that automatic runner at second base, and that shakes things up. The Red Ears had their automatic runner at second in the 10th in Zach Green. Drew Ellis, first batter, flied out to right center. Good enough to move the runner up. Green tagged at second and advanced to third. And then with the infield in, Andrew Knapp hit a bouncer to first, and Hensley didn't field it cleanly. Couldn't throw out Green at the plate. Green scored. They did get Knapp out at first base, but the run had crossed the plate, and the Red Ears were up 1-0. We went to the bottom of the 10th. And the Red Ears brought in Matt Brash. I thought it was a good call. This is a guy who has a good chance to strand an automatic runner at second base because he's hard to make contact against. He is a strikeout pitcher. So Barreto was the automatic runner at second base for Sugarland. First man up, Lewis Brinson walked on a full count pitch. So he was at first base, which meant the winning runner was on base. That brought to the plate David Hensley. Thought he might bunt. The Rainiers did. They had the corner infielders in. But Hensley took a rip at the first pitch and missed a fastball for strike one. And then the next time he took a swing, he did not miss. Hensley crushed, and I mean crushed, a three-run homer into the wind to right field here at Sugarland. A game-winning three-run shot, his fifth homer of the year, and Sugarland won it 3-1 on that one swing of the bat in the bottom of the 10th inning. Here are the final totals for Sugarland. Three runs on four hits, no errors. They left four on base. Tacoma scores one run on two hits, no errors, leaves six on base. Wittig pitcher is Ronel Blanco. He's 2-1. Loss goes to Matt Brash. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 53 minutes, and the attendance was 3,491. Sugarland with the win improves to 29-38 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 26-40 on the season. That was the opener of a six-game series. We'll be back with you tomorrow night at 5:05 Pacific. Tacoma's going to send Connor Wade to the mound against Sugarland left-hander Jonathan Bermudez. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 4:55. Sugarland takes it 3-1. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Red Ears postgame show continues after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers lose in 10, 3-1 on David Hensley's walk-off three-run home run. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Starting with the Mariners game, they have a 1-0 lead in Oakland. They are in the bottom of the fifth inning there. Marco Gonzalez working on a three-hitter. Mariners got the lone run on Taylor Trammell's home run to center field off of Caprillion, the A's starter. Trammell's third homer of the season in the big leagues. So the Mariners lead 1-0 in the fifth. Final scores today from the National League. Marlins beat the Rockies 9-8 in Miami. High-scoring affair there. Jesus Sanchez hit his ninth homer of the year, and Avisel Garcia his fifth for the Marlins. Dodgers beat the Reds in Cincinnati 8-2. Tony Gonsolin runs his record to 9-0 with five innings of work. Freddie Freeman had three hits and drove in five runs for the Dodgers. The rejuvenated Pirates beat the Cubs 7-1. They've been piling up the runs in these 2 days since they called up their top prospect, O'Neill Cruz. He did not go deep today, but didn't need to. His teammates put seven on the board. Also in the National League today, the Giants outslugged the Braves 12-10 in Atlanta. Jock Peterson with his 15th home run of the season. The Giants overcoming a two-homer game by Matt Olson of the Braves, who drove in six runs. More National League action for you. Cardinals lead the Brewers 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning in Milwaukee. Two home runs today for the Cardinals rookie Nolan Gorman. The Diamondbacks lead the Padres 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning in San Diego. There are a handful of interleague games today. Nationals shut out the Orioles 3-0 behind Eric Fedde And he went six scoreless, and the bullpen completed a three-hit shutout. Also in interleague play, the Rangers lead the Phillies in Texas, 7-0 the score in that one. And the Astros have an 8-2 lead over the New York Mets in the top of the ninth inning in Houston. Yordan Alvarez with his 19th home run of the season. American League Finals for you now as we continue our Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Red Sox defeat Detroit 5-4 at Fenway. Trevor Story with his 11th home run of the season. It was Tampa holding off the Yankees 5-4. Former Rainier Sean Armstrong getting the win in relief for Tampa, who had three home runs from their third baseman, Isak Paredes. The Guardians and Twins are tied 5-5 in the top of the 11th inning in Minneapolis. Toronto has a 4-2 lead over the White Sox. They're going into the ninth inning of play on the south side. At Kansas City's up on the Angels 5-1 at the end of the fifth inning. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Sugar Land, the Red Ears fall in 10, 3-1 the final. We'll be back with more right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, this was a tough one. The Red Ears fall in 10 innings to Sugar Land, 3-1. On the walk-off homer by David Hensley in a game that was 0-0 after 9. It would have been a lot tougher if there were a bunch of missed scoring opportunities, but there weren't. This was just total domination by both teams' pitching staffs for 9 innings. And then once we threw the automatic runner into the mix in the 10th inning, that started to, it led to run scoring. The Rainiers got one without even getting a hit. Tacoma had only 2 hits today, none after the 5th inning. Sugar Land only had 1 hit after the 3rd inning, but that hit was the game-ending 3-run home run off the bat of David Hensley, and the Space Cowboys take it 3-1. These two teams are kind of similar in their results this year and have similar records, and yet when they meet head-to-head, Sugar Land has won 6 of the 7 games against Tacoma. Rainiers will try to get that spun around in their direction tomorrow night in Game 2 of this 6-game series. One final in the PCL tonight. Oklahoma City has defeated Round Rock 7-1. Two of the Los Angeles Dodgers' top prospects going deep in that game, Miguel Vargas and Matt Bush. The other PCL games are in progress, although they're almost done in Salt Lake City. The Bees lead Reno 4-2 going to the ninth inning. In Sacramento, El Paso has a 4-0 lead heading to the sixth inning of play. And in Las Vegas, Albuquerque and Las Vegas are all even 1-1 after 4 innings. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. Connor Wade starts for the Red Ears. He's coming off a good outing in his last start, 2-2 on the year with a 5.03 ERA. Left-hander Jonathan Bermudez is on the hill for Sugar Land. He's 1-2 with a 7.48 ERA. Again, that's 5:05 Pacific time. Our pregame show will begin at 4:55 right here on this stream. Sugar Land takes it 3-1, the final score. Thanks a lot for tuning in. That'll do it for today's broadcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great evening.